lady of the house, please?
This is she. Hello?
93.7 KCLB Rocks. Okay, now, we were hearing from him a little earlier, Tom Mabe. Make sure you check out the website, TomMabe.com, and that's a double M next to each other on that one. Got him on the line with us. How you doing, Tom?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, my friend. You are twisted. And I love you for it. That is awesome. I gotta say.
He's more like a hero to the common man, I'd say.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, the way, I mean, I hate telemarketers. And I think everybody does.
I signed up on a do not call list. I'm still getting calls. I think that's where they got my number. It's amazing how many calls. But they're pre-recorded now. Hi, it's Karen for Debt Car Solution. You know, it's hard to mess with Karen when she can't talk back to you.
Yeah. The response, it's just not there.
Or like Congress candidates. Why am I getting calls from local politicians, though? What's that about?
I got an invite to have dinner with the president. And he said, hi, it's so-and-so for the Republican, blah, blah, blah. And I called him back. I said, oh, we got that in. We're just so excited about that. We want to bring a dish. We want to bring a dish. My wife makes a green bean casserole. I mean, it's just, I make a bean dip that rip your new one, but that's why we all want to bring that. And I had this lady just freaking. She said, hold on, sir. Let me find your name here. It's Tom Mabe. What does one wear to something like this? Khakis? Or is it a little more laid back than that? You know, and it was just. She said, well, you need to wear a black tie, and your wife would need to wear a nice evening gown. Or so. Oh, she's got a bridesmaid dress that she's only worn like 3 or 4 times.
To go out and dinner with the president.
It was freaking awesome. It was so, and that's actually on the CD, Mabe in America, my last CD.
That's great.
That's right. Actually, you have 4 of them out there. Revenge of the Telemarketers, Round 2, Revenge of the Telemarketers, and, of course, A Wake-Up Call for Telemarketers, all found on the internet at TomMabe.com. Now I got a question here. I want you to set one up for us. We're gonna hear the cemetery one.
Okay. Good talk. Have you heard the Echo one? Let me ask you that.
The Echo? Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, and that I've never laughed out loud in my car quite as loud when I was listening to that.
Oh, wait, you say that me and my Echo is the one we should go into then?
I think it's shorter and it's funnier, man. I'm telling you.
Let's do it then. Let's do it. Set it up for us.
Okay, true story. I called my cell phone company and I said, look, every time I use my cell phone, I got an echo in my voice. And the girl's like, I can't hear an echo. That's why I'm calling from my landline. Well, sir, if I can't hear an echo, I can't help you out. So the next day, I had my best buddy at the house. I said, look, I'm going to call my cell phone company. I'm going to tell them I got an echo in my voice and they want you to play the part of the echo. Yeah, hilarity ensues. It's just a wonderful call, and it's from Mabe in America CD.
Welcome to. May I have your cell phone number, including the area code?
502-3792.
Thank you. Hold one moment, please. May I ask whom I'm speaking with?
Tom Mabe.
Thank you, Mr. Mabe. How may I help you today?
Yeah. Every time I use my cell phone, I got an echo in my voice.
I'll be trying to use my phone to get an echo and stuff.
An echo, sir?
Yes. It's weird. It kind of makes me sound like a black man.
It made me sound like an African-American cracker.
Sir, do you mainly notice this when you're roaming or outside of the calling area?
Sometimes I'm like in a questionable part of town.
Sometimes when I'm at my baby mama house, I can't hear my people.
Well, you could try turning down the volume on your headset.
Oh, I can do that?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you could try that.
No, let me try that while I got you on the phone. Hold on. I don't think that works.
That ain't hitting on nothing.
Sir, you can update your phone by hitting *228.
I've done that.
I don't know. I tried to get a new car from the liquor store, and it ain't work.
I don't think I can help you. You probably need to take your phone to one of our local retail stores.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that.
I ain't feeling that.
Well, sir, I don't think there's anything I can do to help you.
I'm not trying to be rude here, but is there anyone else I can talk with?
No.
Who your boss is?
Guys, I don't think this is very funny.
Look, here's the deal. Your customer service is off. I'm just trying to get my phone fixed. I'm thinking about writing a letter to someone.
I'm about to jack somebody up. Meet me outside.
You can't write a letter. Goodbye.